walk me through that experience?
What do you remember from dying?
He's like, yeah.
Did he just squirt on us?
Never wanted to ride a dragon? Now you can.
Spray that shit.
I'm gonna look you in your eyes while you, my son.
I need some thick. I need some deep in this strange.
Come here, you little bitch.
He's like, stop thinking about trees.
Spray that shit.
No, shut up.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Rife, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer, a show about all things that haunt you, from ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories, all told live from within Comedy Club.
What's up, Syracuse? How's everybody doing? Everyone's okay? Good to see you guys, man. Thank you guys so much for coming out to Haunted Homies. One of the things we like to do to kind of start the show off to kind of figure out the audience is ask, by round of applause, who here does believe in the paranormal?
Okay, that's like half.
Very good amounts, okay. Now, who does not believe?
You can make some noise.
I can make some noise if you don't believe.
I love how, in order for you to say you don't believe, you sounded like a ghost.
Okay, but raise your hand if it's more quiet for who does not believe in the paranormal here. Right there. Wait, where? Oh, right here as well? Why not, bro?
I just never experienced it.
You ever had your ass ate?
Yeah.
Ew, dude. Ew, man.
Yo, his girl is like this. Yeah.
I know, he doesn't believe in demons, but his girl's speaking in tongues. Isn't that crazy? Ew, dude. Just because you haven't experienced something doesn't mean it's not real, okay? It's really out here, all right? Well, I'm hoping to make a believer of you tonight. If not, maybe she will. Maybe she can talk some sense into your portal back there. Because there's some people here tonight. Like I said, we have some fan-written letters tonight who would give very descriptive stories of the experiences that they have had in the paranormal realm. And sometimes it's kind of fun to kick things off on, like, the highest note possible. And we kind of like to ask, has anyone ever had, like, a very... How do you even want to describe
it? An extreme paranormal experience. Has anyone ever had poltergeist activity? Like, have they been thrown? Have you ever been lifted in the air or an exorcism?
Two at one table?
Okay. Both of you have your hands up.
I was pushed down the stairs.
You were pushed down the stairs.
I was pulled down the stairs.
You were pulled down. Were
you guys meet in the middle and just start in the middle of it? Oh no!
Definitely haunted.
Same staircase?
Yeah, dad. It's my dad.
That's your dad?
Yeah, that's my dad.
And you look older than him. What? How old are you?
I'm 25.
You are not 25, you Kris Kringle motherfucker. There is absolutely not, bro. You're only here because he came early. Like, that is some Santa Claus shit, bro.
You look like if Santa Claus worked at Bass Pro Shops. Like,
yeah,
that is
man.
Exactly what you look like.
That's your dad?
Yeah.
Bro, there's white in your beard.
If Santa Claus hunted reindeer.
Hilarious. That's great. You legitimately look younger than him. Oh, Thanksgiving's gonna be awkward, dude. Is that a dip pouch? Yeah, only stepdads use that, bro. Come on, man.
So you guys were stuck between a spiritual game of tug of war. One was getting pushed, one was getting pulled down the stairs. Was that the same time?
No.
Same house?
Same house.
This is the house you guys live in currently?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Good. That is a dad answer. You redeemed yourself. Okay. You moved out of the house. About how long ago was this?
I moved out about like 2-3 years ago.
Moved 2-3 years ago. This is the house you were raised in?
Yeah.
Dude.
It was pretty bad.
And did it ever try to hurt you in any other kind? Any other time?
Yeah, dude, you want to see a picture?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just his dick. It's just like...
It's their dicks together.
Their dicks together. His looks younger too. His is uncircumcised.
Do you know what this spirit demon
is? Picture of real quick, by the way.
When I was a kid, my
ghost.
Such a dad thing to do.
I'll let you look for it first. You'll see it.
You want me to look for it first? I'll see it.
You'll see it. It's off my security camera that was above my wine fridge.
You have a wine fridge?
Underneath it, yeah, there's a sump pump, there's a portal, there's a...
Rich.
I'll be honest, I don't know. Do you see it?
I'm gonna be honest, I can't figure out what this is.
Yeah, I don't know what you're seeing.
Yeah, I don't see the penis.
This looks like the...
What are we looking for? Genuinely...
Would you get Omegle?
Omegle. Is it that right here? Oh, it is that. Okay, cool. No, it is what I thought. It's right here. It's a face. There's like an eye, a nose, a mouth. It looks like a Joker face in the picture.
I can see that a little bit.
I brought it to my priest. He wouldn't have it.
You brought it to your priest?
Yeah. He was doing some up shit.
Yeah, for everybody who couldn't see it in the back, neither could we. So, just so you guys know. It definitely... It could be a ghost for sure. Could be a moth.
He's starting to sound like me, dude.
Well, that's a terrible photo. Yeah.
Was there a reason why the house was haunted?
Yeah, did somebody pass away there? Do we know?
Well, my dad passed away. My daughter's toys would, like, when you got to touch and push a button, make noise. And me and my dad were tight, and they were going off. So I started talking to them and doing EVP recordings.
Oh.
I've been doing ghost hunting since being, like, ghost hunters were doing it, like, back in the day.
Really?
So I thought I was going to be home doing all this shit, and man...
So you feel like you had an actual interaction with your dad who passed away?
No.
Oh. All right. I thought that's where you were going with it. I was like, oh, that's wholesome.
I met Satan himself, bro. You
met Satan himself?
It looked like him.
That could have been anybody.
It could have been his brother, but...
Could have been his brother. Why do you feel like the house is evil?
Trust me, it's evil.
Why do you think that,
There's
though?
There's a portal to hell there.
There's a portal to hell.
And why do you think that?
Dude, because under my house was a stream, underground stream.
Oh, you have ley lines.
And then there was the sump pump right over it, and my wine fridge on top, and all that electrical shit.
Oh, if you guys aren't familiar with that, yeah, ley lines and natural streams around the buildings are, like, known to kind of, like, feed into the energy of the spirit world. So that does actually kind of check
talking
out.
Talking to this shit, and next thing you know, it wasn't my dad.
You thought it was your dad. And then what did he say or do that made you think it wasn't your dad?
Did he say, I love you?
Say sorry about the woodshed?
Something about the woodshed?
Said, sorry about the woodshed when I was younger.
Sorry about the woodshed when you were alone. Yeah. And you didn't have a woodshed. No, I know what a woodshed is. It's in the name.
It's a shed that holds wood.
Oh. Yeah, I was thinking of metal barn.
Oh.
And you didn't have a woodshed? Is that what it was?
No, couldn't afford one.
Couldn't afford one. I'm pretty sure you make it out of the wood.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were rich, dude.
Not when I was 11.
Not when you were 11. Okay. Dude, that's kind of my worst fear is living in a place that's haunted. But something that, like, pushing me down the stairs. Did you get hurt from being pushed down the stairs?
Broke my humerus in half.
Yeah. Broke your humerus.
Yeah. My daughter was in her little walker, and thankfully he was home skipping school.
Skipping school? You look like you skipped school.
Nah, for real. If he wasn't skipping school that day, I'd have been done. I'd have been laying there for the next 7 hours waiting for someone to come rescue me.
That bad? Wow. Straight up broke his arm. You said you were paralyzed?
It was, like, behind his back.
I have a broken back and neck, too. It was horrible. So when this thing snapped...
You had a broken neck and broken... Bro, who are you? What is your life? This is so much trauma in one incident. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some poltergeist activity. A little bit of harm, a little bit of haunted house. Can anybody top being dragged downstairs?
And yeah.
Anybody been dragged on Twitter?
There's a hand up right here.
You got one?
So I actually investigated the original Conjuring House.
We were just there.
Yeah, we've... Yep.
Rhode Island, and I was doing the...
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I had actually had an experience in the basement before where I was with another group, and I'm an empath and can pick up on, like, the feelings, like, around. And I had picked up on an older woman, and I noticed she was standing in one of the basement rooms, and we had moved on to a different area, and I was like, you know what, I really want to go back to the basement. So I decided to go back down to the basement later in the night with probably, like, two other people. And I did a communication through the flashlights, and I kind of egged it on when I shouldn't have. And
don't do that.
To go touch or poke somebody else that was in a different room that was a non-believer. And I actually ended up getting scratched down the back of my neck. And when I went to go do an EVP, and I got really upset with the spirit and asked who did it, I had caught an EVP of a really dark, deep man's voice saying, I did it, like very sarcastically.
Oh, shit. Wow. When we were there, we actually got some of the best EVP EVP recordings we ever
have
done.
It was amazing. I would love to go back.
Wow. Yeah, I don't need to go back. But, yeah. You know, I don't want to spoil the video. I was going to say what we did in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you guys can wait. It comes out in like 4 weeks. You guys wait for it. It's one of the coolest experiences. I fully believe some weird shit happened in the basement. Creepy. Oh, scratch, dude. That's the one thing I'm so happy I have not experienced so far in our investigation is being scratched. You've been touched plenty of times.
Hey, that's a different channel. Okay? That's off camera.
Sorry, that's the hotel before we go to the investigation.
Okay, sorry.
God, that's always so scary to me. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
Before we go into the funny story, is there anyone who's actually, like, along those lines? I'm always curious. It's always worth asking. Has anyone else ever been, like, physically... not scratched, nothing. Like, I'm talking about, like, has anyone ever witnessed an exorcism, levitated, been thrown down the stairs? Like, is anyone like that? Have you been harmed or you've been thrown or anything?
Not me personally, but my older brother had.
Did you see it happen?
No, I was.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah, we need a first-hand encounter.
Yeah, we want, like, first-hand experiences like this. Like, that's what we're hoping for, because we're hoping one day we're going to meet someone. Yes.
Grew up with three ghosts.
Did they ever throw you?
Hit me in the back.
Yeah.
That's not enough. Hit you in the back?
Yeah.
Like a...
hit you with the back.
Like that?
I was leaning over the railing, and I felt two fists slam me in my back. If I hadn't had my hands like this, I would have went right over.
Holy sh...
wow.
Three of them. One of them was the lady in blue. She was in a blue dress. My brothers and I never talked about her. Until we moved out of the house, and I made a reference to the lady in the blue dress, and they're like, you saw her? Yeah, I saw her. Did you see her? Yeah, I saw her.
That always blows my mind when I hear about, like, you didn't bring this up in your family. It's all I would have talked about all day, every day, living in that fucking hell mansion.
And the other two ghosts were very, very, very mean, very evil.
Why do you say they were mean or evil?
But they never hurt you.
Boys. They what?
They tortured the boys in the house, gave them nightmares. I had to go upstairs and turn on all the lights for them to go to bed.
That's a good sister. I would have shit my pants.
I told it, you can't touch me.
Oh, and honestly, sometimes just laying down the law like that, sometimes you have to be verbal about your intentions and, like, what the rules are. If you believe that's how the spirit world works, is that they do have to adhere to your rules. That's why people say when you leave a place, say, like, you're not allowed to follow me, you're not allowed to hurt me, you're not allowed to follow me home, you have to stay here. So there is a theory that they have to listen to you. So you literally saying something as simple as that may have actually saved why you didn't have any, like, nightmares or anything like that. Quite possibly.
Yeah, but she would sit there at the threshold of my bedroom and see, and just feel her anger.
She would be angry?
Yeah, because she couldn't get to me.
Because she couldn't get to you.
No.
Greedy.
She followed my mom down the stairs one time.
She followed your mom? You watched her follow your mom?
No, my mom was pregnant, and she would always get up and go pee, and she thought my father had followed her down the stairs to go to the bathroom, too. And when she got back upstairs, he was still in bed, and she goes, did you go to the bathroom? And he goes, no, I was here in bed. And she heard someone come down the stairs behind her.
Was she hot? No.
No, she looked very masculine.
She looked masculine?
Mm, she dressed in men's clothing.
So does Harry Styles. I'd fuck him. Anyways,
dude, I actually have a quick crazy story
about Harry Styles.
No, it was Liam.
Oh, and so, okay, that actually checks out. Okay.
No, but so you said the lady in blue, like no one talked about until you moved out, right? So, dude, this was like less than 2 weeks ago. This is so nuts. And I was in an Uber, and the Uber driver, he was like a man in his 40s, and he was playing like top 10 paranormal moments on YouTube. And I was like, oh, okay, like you into ghosts? And he was like, yeah. He's like, but I don't believe in them. I've never believed in ghosts. He's like, but I'm curious. And I was like, well, I do ghost hunting. And he's like, I want to tell you a story that I've never told anyone. I've never told my wife, my kids, nobody.
He comes out as gay.
So we got in the back seat. Whatsoever. Yeah. So we started fucking me, and then
and then he kept telling the story.
It was incredible.
5 stars.
No, but he said that in high school he was on the football team, and he said that 3 of his friends went to a cemetery, and they broke open like a tomb. Like a
mausoleum.
Like one of the mausoleums. Yeah, yeah. They got in there and they opened up one of the caskets or something.
Well, that's
and they took the skull out of it. One of the football players did. He then held it above him and his friends poured beer in the skull while he, yeah, and he's drinking it, right? He's chugging beer from out of the skull, okay? 2 weeks later, he got decapitated in a car accident.
Instant karma.
Yeah.
Yep. Holy shit.
Apparently, like, no one at the school, no one knew about him doing that with the skull. Only, like, a few players on the team knew.
Well, yeah, you can't admit to doing something like that. Yeah.
Holy shit. So everyone just thought, you know, he got in a car accident. But, I mean,
yeah, don't.
Seems like a curse.
Well, yeah, don't desecrate somebody's fucking tomb, dude.
Yeah.
Unless it's necrophilia. Then it's like, you know what I mean? Do your thing, you know?
What?
Nothing, man. Elton, how you doing?
Bro? I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, welcome to our paranormal podcast.
All right, so we sometimes it's fun to start off the shows by hearing some of the more aggressive stories, because now we have kind of a two portions of the show coming up where we're going to read some funny stories that people have submitted that are here at the show, things that haunt them, like I said, traumatically, emotionally, mentally haunting, and then we're going to bring it back around to some scary ghost stories that people have also submitted. So let's do some funny ones first. This one's me.
First one is a fun one.
It's a lot of words. Okay. Log line. My siblings and I avenged our dead dad by torturing a homeless person. You can read this one if you want to.
This is our first show in New York. What the fuck?
Okay. This is somebody's real story. We did not make this up.
Hold on, before we read this, can I make sure, Daisy, are you here? Good.
Yeah.
Cool. Police?
Yeah, third row. Right.
My dad killed himself about 5 years ago. Him and my mom were married for over 15 years, but he hung himself in our backyard in October of 2017. In quotations, honestly, if we just left him up there, we wouldn't have needed to put up Halloween decorations. God damn!
Holy sh! My God!
I f*** with you heavy. Like, that's... That is so my sense of humor. I love that.
Oh
wow.
God.
And you don't have a dad? That's bad behavior. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. I was 15, my brother was 14, and my oldest sister was 18. 3 months after my dad passed away, my mom started dating one of my father's old friends, who was at the same time homeless, toothless, and addicted to drugs. We might have the same mom. In quotations, not the cool drugs like acid or pot. He smoked cracked and crushed up pills.
Not the
I thought
cool
he said
drugs.
Not the fun ones. All right. Fine. Therapy for my siblings and I clearly wasn't working, so we tried to drive him away. My older sister would take his clothes and cut little holes in them and slowly put pieces of his clothing into the fires we would have to make every week. My sister ordered liquid laxatives, and my brother and I would make him smoothies. He shit himself twice. And he would have diarrhea weekly. Imagine doing crack, and that isn't the worst part of your life.
Shooting up and shooting out.
Yeah, shooting up and shooting out. Hilarious. My brother ordered liquid ass and would spray it under my mom's door when they would be together, and they would have to stop what they were doing and let the room air out. My brother pissed in his work boots. I would connect to the smart TV and put on cock porn, so when my mom walked in, she would start yelling at him. My sister found out he was allergic to sour cream, so we snuck it into his pasta because we thought it would be funny. His throat started to swell up, and he had to take Benadryl and almost had to go to the hospital. Part of me feels bad, but part of me is like, oh, well, builds character, I guess. But it still haunts me a little.
Yeah, give it up for that story.
Wow. You're a monster. Oh, my God. I don't even know where to begin. Daisy?
Yeah?
What was it about this guy you didn't like the most?
He breathed, I guess.
He breathed?
He breathed.
What are you going through? Even his breath is pissing you off? So you made him shit himself? How long did they continue to date for?
They're married now.
What?
He loves her. He loves your mom very much. I will say that. To put up with that kind of literally? Does he know you did this stuff now?
No.
No, he's gonna. This
Daisy
is a live
Gardner.
Podcast. Holy sh.
Does he still not have teeth?
Yeah.
Does he still do crack?
Yeah.
Nice.
Was that his dealer?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Does he do, like, any cooler drugs now?
No.
Okay. We hate this guy now.
At what point did you stop? Are you still doing it to this day?
Are you still terrorizing him?
No, like, when he went in anaphylactic shock, I was like...
Yeah, the attempted murder is probably where you start to draw the line a little bit.
Holy sh!
I hated my stepdad, but I never made him himself, dude. Holy sh! That's next level. Kind of impressive. But also, imagine you really love this woman, and like, this is what her kids are doing to you. How much shit would you really put up with?
Not that much.
Not that much, no. Right?
No.
Is your mom hot? Don't be rude.
She's like a Four Loko, not a wine.
She's a Four Loko, not a wine.
Okay.
Is your mom a chola?
She was good in the early 2000s. And
you know, that was like so nondescriptive, but like I got it entirely. White Claw, not White Zinfandel. Got it. Okay. I can understand that. Fire story. Repent. You got some sorries to say. I will say that. But I am sorry to hear about the loss of your father, though. And I understand that. He'd be awfully proud of you. That's for damn sure. Oh, yeah. What's the next funny story?
Let's get to it.
Here, wait. Does your mom know? Did you ever tell her that you were doing it?
I told her about the laxatives, and she was like, what else did you do? And I was like, nothing.
You're a liar.
How did they meet? Was she just like driving to the grocery store one day and handed him a dollar?
With her number on it? Yeah. That's actually kind of romantic.
Isn't it? It's cute. Yeah. All right, next story. The log line reads... Road rage leads to pissing someone off and pissing on them. New York. All right, it says, my sisters and I are New Yorkers, heavy accent Bronx bitches. We were on our way to DC when my sister could not hold her bladder, so as ladylike as possible, she peed in a bottle. Fast forward, I'm just gonna say there's a lot of details here. You guys wanna be
Do it.
Driving.
Oh, sure, I'll drive.
Yeah.
Oh, you want us to act this out?
I think there's a lot of details in this one.
Should we act this out?
Yeah! All right, I'll drive. You piss in the bottle. Here you go.
Okay, all right, bet. All right, bet.
Here you go.
All right, we were on our way to D.C. when my sister could not hold her bladder, so as ladylike as possible, she peed in a bottle.
Spray that sh**. Spray that sh**. Good.
Fast forward.
Good. Okay.
Fast forward. Fast forward an hour into traffic, we come across this VW buggy who's being a straight jerk off in traffic. He's trying to cut in lanes, like him swerving in and out of them, and will speed up the process. He's got stuck in that lane that wasn't moving. So he yeeted his way in front of me to squeeze in. But it was a close call of crashing into him. And yeah, maybe my ego did get the best of me, but this dude was driving crazy from the jump, so I blasted my horn at him.
I don't know what fucking horn it was, dude. I don't know what horn they had.
I blasted my horn at him and gave him the finger. He then... got in the lane next to us, so we are side by side.
I thought you were looking the other way, like out the other window. Sorry.
It's May and it's hot, so all of our windows were down. My sister and I weren't scared. We pulled up and we smiled right at this geezer.
Sup, bitch.
Sup, geezer?
What are we, British on Love Island?
Just for reference, think of an older version of Mr. Crocker from The Fairly Odd Parents.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
As we're smiling, trying to intimidate him, he throws on his windshield wipers, and we are hosed down by his windshield wiper fluid.
Did he just squirt on us?
I think this guy attached a super soaker to his wipers, because that fluid went a distance.
Did that guy just super squirt on us?
and didn't just squirt, but full on drenched us. And he screamed, "You dirty New Yorkers!"
What a weird, what a lame thing to say. Okay.
You think we blow it off because we're better young people who have a heart for elders? Absolutely not.
I'll kill this geriatric.
This highway just turned into a war zone. I'm thinking of something we could drench him in that would be a fair exchange and prove a point, but also cause no harm. My sister grabbed her water bottle to give him a splash, but my father always told me to think smarter, not harder. We're not wasting a fresh Poland Springs on this old man. I hand my sister the water bottle full of piss and nodded. She knew what time it was.
Piss 30.
My sister is getting nervous as we approach. His window is all the way down this time, so to me that seemed like an invite. And I said, "Showtime, baby!" She drenched the man with piss.
Piss. Oh, dude, that would have been crazy. That would have been cold. I would have left the stage.
He didn't even flinch. He called us a variety of bad words, and it just gave me fuel. After he was done ranting, I said in the most Cardi B voice, "That's dirty New Yorkers for you, Zaddy."
I don't know how Cardi B sounds. Yeah, because we can subtitle
it. Zaddy. Cardi B's a pigeon?
Sometimes.
We passed him a few times after that, but he wouldn't even side-eye us.
That's right,
I
pussy.
May be seeing the deepest corners of hell, but Mama raised a lot of things, but she did not raise no...
That's right.
Interesting. Okay. I back this fully.
Yeah, I like
Don't
that story.
Don't talk from the comfort of your car if you're not going to back it up. Same as the internet, okay? You deserve what's coming to you. I also have, I not only do I have severe road rage, but I have definitely encountered some people who have it way worse than me. One time, this is probably like 5 or 6 years ago, on Valentine's Day, I was driving on the freeway in Los Angeles, and this guy was in the car with his girlfriend, and I merged over pretty quick. Like, I probably cut him off a little bit. Not drastic, you know, the slam on the brakes or anything. I squeezed in there, that's all. And I could see in my rearview mirror, he was furious. Like, just, I could see him cussing in my rearview mirror, and I'm like, you dude, whatever. So now we're going down the freeway, and full speed limit and everything, he's like rushing to try to get up on the side of me to yell at me. My window's down and everything, and he gets up beside me, and I can't really hear what he's saying, but he's yelling something, right? So at this point, I'm dying laughing, because I'm like, I'll beat your in front of your girl, bro. Swear to God. So I'm dying laughing, and I can see his girls being like, calm down. So I speed off a little bit, and he's like rushing to get back on the side of me. So again, he pulls up on my left side, so if you're me, I'm him. He has one of those like red 7-Eleven slushies, right? And he goes to throw it out of his window at me, and it hits the top of the door frame on his girl's door and goes all over his girlfriend. Like, she was just like... Like, you know they were going somewhere nice for Valentine's Day, and he ruined the whole fucking day. That's what road rage will get you, dude.
Oh, my
It's not
God.
Worth it, dude.
I just love that he was taking her out on Valentine's Day and just had a slushie.
Well, yeah, it's appetizers.
Appetizers.
Yeah. But yeah, road rage is fucking nuts. I've never thrown piss on somebody, though. Whose story was that?
That story came from
Jessica. Maybe less proud than that. Maybe. Who was it in the
Jessica,
back?
Where are you at? Well, who just laughed like a dying dolphin? Yeah.
Is Jessica in here?
Back there.
What's up, piss girl?
My sister.
What?
It was my sister.
Is she here?
Wait, so does that mean your piss was thrown?
Was more piss thrown? No.
No, was it your piss or your sister's piss?
My sister's.
Were you driving?
I was driving.
So it's also your fault.
not supported. What?
What do you think you did? What do you think you did to piss him off so badly?
No, he was. I'm not the problem.
You threw piss on somebody. I know what you're capable of. That's good windshield wipers. He owes Valvolina, thank you.
I give it to him.
Listen here. Good revenge. But also, what if he would have, like, jerked off on y'all? I know.
Through the window?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah. That's how do you top piss? Nut. At that point, you got to respect
the
multitask. Yeah. He has a Tesla, and he's like, all right, hold on.
Stay right next to me. Give me 4 minutes.
Straight over to the passenger side.
I'm going
to
get y'all in 4 minutes.
That's fucking terrifying, dude.
So wait, what started it, though? Why did he get mad at y'all?
It was just initially how he started driving, and he was just trying to cut in and out of traffic. Like, it was a huge traffic line. It was a lot of construction work. And
was he doing that thing where he's like riding up on the shoulder?
Everyone, and he thought he had, like, more time than everyone else.
He might have.
I didn't think it was fair. And then he hit us with the Super Soakers, and then it was game time.
Wow.
Man, I hope he was on his way to see his pregnant wife. You're like, this bitch think he's got a more important life than me.
Well, thank you for that beautiful story.
Thank you.
Yeah, give it up, y'all. Wow.
I wouldn't say it's a red flag, but definitely yellow.
That was good. Okay. All right, guys. This story should be fun. It says, I had a full face-to-face conversation with my ex's mom while he was inside me.
Gasp. Holy shit. Okay. I gotta hear that.
I love that I find these hilarious and everyone else is like, oh. And
I'm
like,
yay! These are all the scary stories.
Yay!
I'm very intrigued. Yeah, what position is that? Okay.
So, a few years back, me and my now ex were having sex. I was on top doing my thing when his mom walked in. I didn't even have time to get myself off of him or pretend that we weren't doing what we were just doing. Luckily, we at least had a sheet covering us and I had a shirt on, but anyone could tell what was going on. Maybe she was too nervous to say anything or genuinely just thought I was sitting on top of him. Yeah, for sure.
Also, who rides with a shirt on, you amateur?
Maybe it was
bang,
cold.
Bang.
It was cold.
Fine.
But she proceeded to have a full-blown conversation with us while he's still inside of me. She was asking us stuff like what we needed from the store, and we tried to say anything to get her out of the room.
Privacy.
But the conversation felt like it was going on forever. Okay, wait, how do you think that conversation went?
I'm more interested as to how he stayed hard the whole time.
His like mom when your was in mom, the room.
Yeah, when your mom comes into the room, don't you? Isn't your dick like, all right, good night? Like, that should be instinctual, I feel like.
Dude, you know what I'm imagining? So she's on top of him, the mom walks in, and she's like, hey guys, are you guys hungry? I'm gonna get dinner. And then she's just like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, well, like, what do you guys wanna eat? You wanna get like panda or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you want? You want like a half and half, like chow mein fried rice? Yeah, I want half and half. Dude, how did you have a conversation? Orange chicken? Okay.
We're assuming she was in cowgirl. I'm hoping she was in reverse cowgirl, just getting her hair pulled.
Aww.
He's like, yeah.
Teriyaki?
Oh my God. Okay.
Let me get back to this. It was probably at least a good 3 to 5 minutes before she finally left and
shut the
door.
Longer than sex should be.
Oh, that's intentional. That means that mom knew, and that was intention of being like, I'm gonna look you in your eyes while you f*** my son.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
She was waiting to hear that.
Or that.
Oh my God.
Like a slug retreating.
I poured salt on it. Ooh.
That's disgusting.
But she finally left and shut the door. I don't think I've ever been more embarrassed in my life. But I do think we started where we left off and continued once she was gone.
Nice. Nice.
Who was
Carly,
it?
Where are you at? Right there on the right, I think.
Give it up for Carly, y'all.
Carly! How are your knees? Were you on top like froggy, or are you doing like that grinding thing that hurts us?
I think frog. Whatever you want to call it.
Frog?
What do you call it?
I was on top. I don't know.
No, it needs a name. Bouncy bounce. Something yeah. Discreet.
Were you facing him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And so you had a blanket around the waist, and you had a shirt on. A sheet.
I had a shirt on in case she walked in.
That worked well.
Could you have locked the door?
No.
He what?
He had two doors that went to his room and neither of them locked.
That's a interesting.
But also, I admire your bravery to be like, let's just see what happens. And she was going to the grocery store?
Yeah, she came in. I was there all the time. She was like, oh, do you guys need anything? And I'm like, I need you to get the fuck out.
What did the? How did the guy react when she left? Was he like, that was weird?
I think we just like looked at each other for a minute, like we didn't even know what the fuck to do.
I love the idea of nothing being spoken. You're just both of them just go.
What do we do now?
Yeah. You guys should have waited for his parents to start fucking that night, and then walked in and be like, "You guys need anything?"
We should have gotten even.
You really should have gotten it. Are you still seeing the same guy?
Absolutely not.
Damn. Why? Mommy issues? What was the problem?
Cheated on me a lot.
With his mom?
No!
That would have been the ultimate twist.
No!
I don't know.
Probably?
That's why she stayed for 5 minutes.
She was waiting for the invite. She was like, I guess I'll go to the store then.
Oh my God. How much longer did y'all stay together after that happened?
Probably only a few months. It wasn't that long for a relationship.
Did she walk in other times?
Multiple.
Oh, so that means that was a kink.
Oh, for sure.
That was intentional then. Did she wait and like she always walk in when you were all the way inserted, like doing the laying?
We've been doing other things too.
Like what? What?
Details.
Come on, you little freak.
Yeah, say
what
it.
Is it.
Say it.
You're all soft-spoken and innocent. Meanwhile, you getting duked down.
You walked in. You know how I said there was two doors?
Yeah.
She came in the other door once.
When she came in the other door what?
When I was going down on him.
When you were giving him head, she walked in?
Did you see her, or did she wait and watch? You don't know? She probably watched.
Did you talk to her while you were still giving head?
She's Are you guys
she's
hungry?
She's still in mom mode. She's like, you shouldn't talk with your mouth full, sweetie. Like, oh. You shouldn't.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to say, you know how there was like another door? Like she came in the other door when he was in my other door? Oh. I thought for sure. I know. Well, I wish you privacy.
Yeah.
And strength and healthy knees.
Yeah.
You know, you earned that. Are you seeing anybody now?
It's complicated.
Does his dad come in? Like what? How much more complicated could it be?
No mishaps so far.
Good. I like this guy. He's gonna have crazy about him. I know it. He's like, I have 14 stuffed animals watching me at all times. Something real weird. All right, let's see how we top that.
I was hoping that you would say, like, with your new boyfriend, that same mom walked
the same
in.
Mom? The other guy's mom?
That was an incredible story. Very beautiful. Give it up,
loved
y'all.
Loved it. This me?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys keep giving me these long ones.
You want, I can read it?
No, I got it.
All right.
I met a guy on Hinge. End of story. No. I met a guy on Hinge, and when we video called for the first time, he whipped out his dragon dildo and told me how he uses it. I'll read this one.
Again, everyone here is like, ooh, and I'm like, yay.
Okay. I met a guy on a dating app called Hinge. We know it. about a year or two ago. We had things in common and decided we were going to video chat to get to know each other better. When we called, he sat in a creepy dark room with barely any lights on. Romantic. I could sort of see his face, but he sounded very odd. He started talking about his interests, which immediately were extremely out of the ordinary. First, it was typical gaming stuff, Dungeons and Dragons, World of Warcraft. You get the point. That was average. But then it got weirder. He gets into his obsession with dragon dildos. He talked about the website he ordered them from and showed me all the stickers he got from purchasing so many of them. You get a hole punch? What the fuck? And then he shows me all his packets of lube from the company. When I finally convinced him to turn the lights on, he looked like a standard gamer. But upon more conversation, I couldn't believe half the stuff I was hearing. He started to tell me about his dragon dildo collection, and better yet, his obsession with the company or brand or whatever. I remember it was called Bad Dragon. So he proceeded to show me all of his dragon dildos, and then he told me how he uses them. Already too much information. But then he asked me if I wanted to watch him use them on himself so he could show me how they work. I said yes. No, it's not in there.
Dude, do you know what I'm picturing? What? You know when Elon Musk made flamethrowers?
Oh,
like,
my
but a dildo
God.
Just shoots fire up your ass.
I was thinking he would, like, sit on it and then open his mouth.
Oh, no. It says, I honestly couldn't take it anymore, and neither could he. So I told him I had to go. Never talk to him again. Wow. What episode of Game of Thrones was that? I'll go back and watch. Is Aubriana, you okay? How big were these dragon dildos? Are we talking like a gecko or like a Khaleesi dragon?
Like huge.
Huge, like what's huge, like 5 or 6 inches or what?
Yeah.
Probably double that.
That's unrealistic. That's what I'm mad about, the size, not the scales or the dragon or the fire or anything like that. I'm like, this guy's a monster.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Was it curved like a dragon? Was it, you know what I mean? Did it have like that S hook thing?
It was more like fat at the bottom as it got shorter at the top.
Shorter at the top?
Like a bowling pin? Is it like that tool that you use to kind of get the knots out of your back? You have to like, that thing?
No.
How many of these dildos do you think he had?
I think he probably had around like 10 of them.
10? All the same size?
No, there are different sizes.
Oh, thank God.
It's got like a little army. I put this one in first, and then after they
There's
go in and break
starter.
Down the defense, yeah.
Oh, no. Dude, I've heard of some crazy kinks. One of the episodes, around this episode, there was somebody talking about how they had dealt with cock cages. Oh, y'all don't know?
No.
Y'all don't know about the cock cage?
It's like a little cage chastity belt for men, and you put your little soft, dead baby bird of a dick in it. And it's on some submissive shit. Like, you're not allowed to get hard until apparently you've earned the right.
Until you tame this dragon.
Yeah. Dude, how has that not been a porno? How to train your dragon?
Wow. But you're the dragon and just 10 dudes train you.
Yeah, exactly. Pixar, here we come.
Nice. That was,
you got it. Yeah. Here we come. Whatever, dude. Okay. Whatever, man. So you never talked to him again? What a kink shame. That guy probably felt so embarrassed. He finally opened up to her. He was like, this is the one. I'm telling you, she's not going to laugh. She's not going to laugh. And you just never spoke to him again. Hinge, you say?
Yeah.
Seems like he was a little unhinged.
Yeah. Was there any part of it that you were like, oh.
I mean, every other part other than having dragon dildos, really.
Everything other than the dragon dildos?
That was really the deal breaker?
Like, you could see past that.
Like, I'm sure you had a stuffed teddy bear growing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a little past trauma that has to do with that.
He has past trauma that has to do with that?
No, past trauma.
Yeah, he has past trauma?
No, in my life.
Oh, okay.
Well, this got sad. Man, can you imagine if you would have taken him to medieval times? How hard he would have been the whole time. What a cute first date that would have been.
He's riding a horse, he's just jousting.
Oh, the entire time. The entire time.
Oh, God.
A dragon dildo. Has anybody ever heard of this before?
Whoa,
really?
That's a lot of yeses.
Why do you know this? You get deep into Reddit? How deep? Like dragon deep?
Yeah. Wait a second.
Hold on. You have to own one. They are exploiting you heavily.
Yeah, what happened with you in a Komodo?
Yeah.
Well, I showed them what it was. I know what it is, but I just showed them what it was. I don't have one. Don't look at me like this.
Sure. He just immediately had it on your phone to show them.
Well, he wanted to.
I am very
good. He wanted to.
Wait, show everybody. Wave your phone around.
Wow.
Is it your story? And I was like...
Would you have lost her? Should have been her story this entire time? Yeah. Interesting. Was it, where did he say it was called? Bad Dragon?
Okay. Why do you care?
I don't. I'm making sure I never go to that website. Ever.
You're going to do a promo tomorrow on Instagram?
Dude, absolutely.
What's up, guys? Check out baddragons.com. Use promo
code. Just Bad Dragon and Blue Chew. I'm doing all the promo, dude. All of it.
It's like, go to baddragon.com. Ever wanted to ride a dragon? Now you can. You'll feel like a Targaryen. Have you ever wanted to itch the inside of your belly button? Use promo code 12 inches. Instead of shooting fire out of your ass, now you can shoot it in.
Impressive. Oh. Well, Aubriana, I wish you...
The next guy she's going to meet on Hinge is going to have, like, cat dildos and just...
Have you ever fisted somebody with Hulk hands? Just out of curiosity. I don't know how much weirder it can get. All right, next story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. Yeah. Give it up, y'all.
Wow. That was good.
The story reads... I went on the worst first date with an arborist and ended up seeing his branch.
What is it? What's an arborist?
Arborist. Trees. Person who knows trees.
The f***? Okay. To me, that's way nerdier than f***ing yourself with a dragon dildo, if I'm being honest. I know trees. You're weird. Gets up and walks away. Read it, dude.
I was asked out on a date by the hot man cutting down my neighbor's tree. I walked over to get a quote from the sexy man doing work. I ended up with a quote on my dead tree and also an invitation to go out on a date. We made plans for later that week to go for a walk around the falls, then to stop at a Mexican restaurant for dinner. When the day came, he picked me up right on time and I got into his truck. As he starts driving, I noticed that he is not going in the direction of where we planned to go. I asked where he was going, which he replied, "I don't know. I just figured we could drive around. I need to run some errands. I need a new comforter and sheets." I was speechless, but just went with it. We stopped at Target, and he asked me to pick out what he needed for his bed. He starts driving around town, and I just figured at this point, we weren't going to go on our walk or get dinner. He again starts driving around aimlessly and keeps pointing out dead trees he keeps seeing. He proceeds to talk about trees for at least 45 minutes.
Poor guy.
Yep, you see that? That's a mahogany. Yep, classic mahogany.
He talks about the history of arborists, the types of trees, when you know they are dead, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I could not get out a single word, nor did he ask me any questions about myself. Eventually, he pulls into a restaurant, and he says, "We are eating here." Jesus Christ. After dinner, he asks if I want to go to his house to help him put his new sheets on his bed. Even though I hated his personality, I figured he was still hot as hell and I could use some D.
Wait, why is everyone clapping to that?
Yeah! Yeah, get that dick.
After he talked about dead trees for 45 minutes.
Okay. We get to his place, and essentially he starts ripping off my clothes the second we get through the door.
Nice.
Little did I know, I was going to have the most awkward sex of my life. Not only
it's in a treehouse the whole time. She's getting dicked down by a Keebler elf the whole time.
They're climbing up and he's like, oh, I'm gonna f*** you so good.
Yeah.
We just gotta get up here.
Continue, continue.
Not only did he take a break every 10 to 20 seconds, he literally walked out of the bedroom and gave himself a pep talk in the living room about
this.
How he needed to last longer.
What? Happens. It happens.
Wait.
Happens.
Well, is that before or like during?
This is during. He had to take a break every 10 to 20 seconds, and he literally left in the middle of sex to walk out of the bedroom to go, come here, you little fucking bitch. I will fucking kill you like all the other dead trees, you limp mother. I'll chop some wood right now. I swear to God.
He's like, stop thinking about trees.
You're gonna bust.
I'm gonna bust.
Okay, go ahead.
Then he would walk back in the bedroom and continue where he left off. Eventually, I was just ready for this experience to be over. My eyes were closed the majority of the time, but when I finally opened them, I realized I am a couple feet away from a large deer head on the wall staring at me. I couldn't focus on anything else other than the deer staring into my soul. I have never wanted sex to end so badly. Finally, it was over, and I said it was time to take me home. He told me he would drive me home on one condition. I had to make his bed with his new sheets and comforter.
No way. That's good activity right there. Wow.
Chelsea, where are you at?
Oh, right there! Wow. So what was it like for Groot? So he was really hot.
Yeah.
The sex ended up not being good. Didn't even feel good on the inside.
Do you remember what he said during his pep talk?
I was like, come on, Anthony, you can do this.
Come on, Anthony, you can do this.
No, he didn't. Wait, hold on. Please tell me his name wasn't Anthony. That was his
name. Oh, my God.
Come on, Anthony. Was his name Anthony?
Yeah.
What was his tree service company? I'm kidding. I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, was this, like, just a pure confidence play? Or, like, were you fearful? Like, what? You just needed that badly.
No, it wasn't that bad.
That's your mom? Oh, my God. Well, he turned your daughter into a weeping willow. Some what? Some deep.
What?
She said she needed...
She's having a midlife crisis.
No. She didn't say she needed some deep. She said she needed some D, as in
D stands
for. Your daughter was begging for...
Dude, calling it some deep is aggressive.
Yeah.
I need some thick.
I need some deep in this strange.
What's that from?
What is that?
Wait, is this your first time hearing this story? It is.
Oh, man.
She went,
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which would you rather have her experience, this or the dragon dildo thing? If you had to put her through one of those circumstances.
This?
Okay, fair enough. Did you ever speak to him again?
Yeah, he keeps asking me when he's
going to
cut down my tree.
He keeps asking when he's
going to
cut down your tree?
Is that dirty talk?
Yeah. Tell him he can trim your bush. No, because he'll show up on some kinky...
Come on, Anthony!
Come on, Anthony!
Is she grounded?
She's rooted. So many good wood puns, dude. There's so many good wood puns. Oh man, are you gonna see him again?
No.
Come on. Come on, it's Anthony. Is this here locally? Oh boy.
Wait, this is your neighbor?
No! No! No!
Shut up!
Do you know each other for real?
Only through text.
Only through text.
I had to take down a portion of the fence in order for him to cut down the tree.
Did you know she was gonna be at the show? You had no idea either? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Did you also sleep with Anthony?
Would you have?
I mean, he is very good looking.
Oh! Look at pretty privilege. Oh my god. Well, now you know he's laying the lumber. Now we know. Now we know. This is amazing.
I can't believe you guys
know each other. So, Anthony, is he like, what's he look like? Is he like Paul Bunyan handsome? How would you describe him? Tall, dark, and handsome. Hair just color or skin complexion?
Why are you supposed to
say hair color? Hair color, okay, I was curious. Should I figure out your type? Like how tall?
I don't know, over
6 foot. Over 6 foot, cool. I have a fern in my living room. It's my roommates, I would have killed it by now. This is crazy. I've just never heard of this before.
I don't want this to end. She did.
She wanted it to end so badly.
Oh my god. So have you fucked any gardeners or
Yeah, you turned his green thumb brown. From the back, you guys are lame or what? That's fine. That's whatever. I'm trying to think if there's any more tree puns. Woodpecker.
Do you think you would ever have a threesome with him?
And it's him and his boy like this.
Yeah, that's good. Come on, Anthony. Come on.
Come on, Anthony, Anthony's friend. Come on, Anthony's friend.
We got this.
I'm gonna blossom. Oh. I know, that was a little sappy.
I know.
Oh, his porn name should be Chris Pine. I think it's the last one I have. I think we're out of tree puns now. Oh, okay. That was a fantastic story to end the funny stories on. You guys ready?
Give it up for that, y'all.
Solid. Now, are we ready to dive back into some paranormal haunted stories? Awesome. Let's switch up the pace a little bit. Let's keep the table talk down so we can dive in. Let's all pretend we're like we're around a fireplace together, telling some spooky stories. Nobody pee or throw any.
Yeah. I just want to let you know that embarrassment you're feeling will last at least 48 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it'll go viral on TikTok.
Yes, it's gonna go very well. Hi, Mom.
Could you guys actually pose for the thumbnail?
Mom, are you single? You are?
She's married.
She's married? Okay, what's the next story?
Yeah. So this story is called Three Murders and a Baby. These are the paranormal stories now, to clarify. When I was in my 20s, I had a roommate named Amy. We were looking for an apartment and found the most gorgeous place with plenty of space and a great price. After paying first month's rent and a security deposit, we saw on the news that someone was arrested for a murder that happened at the same apartment. Landlord would not give us our money back, promised nobody died inside the apartment, so we just moved on. Okay.
I know how shady landlords are, that they were like, "We died in there." Knowing damn well they died in there.
They got stabbed in there and then died on the way to the hospital. Yeah.
Technically, they crawled out of the front door. They died on the doorstep.
That's the Disneyland policy.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Ooh. While moving in, we noticed a huge dark stain on the hardwood floor that had been previously covered by a carpet.
We asked what it was, and the landlord said it was a chemical burn. After moving in, we knew right away the place was creepy. We always heard footsteps, noises at night. Someone that spent the night said he was touched in the night.
I'll be your friend.
Found out there was a stabbing.
Who laughs sarcastically? Who does that?
Sounded like that joke at the bottom of the ocean and just,
yeah. Fucking SpongeBob, okay.
We found out that there was a stabbing in that apartment from a love triangle while the woman with the lover was protecting her baby. That was the blood stain, not a chemical burn. A person did die on that floor. A separate time, someone was shot dead through the back door for trying to enter the wrong apartment while drunk. Damn. Amy and I decided to use a Ouija board, and I put it right on the blood stain while we lived there. Bad idea. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Swear to God, that effing triangle started moving right away. I immediately threw it over the second floor balcony. I never believed in Ouija boards or ghosts before that, but now I do, and we moved out. A couple decades later, someone died in that same apartment during a meth lab fire. That place is definitely haunted.
Yeah, who lives in Staten Island?
No one said shh.
I know. Whose story is this?
Melissa.
My mom's story.
No, it's
what?
Not. No, it's not.
Hold on. Are you the baby?
No.
Oh, that would have been crazy. Okay, so you moved into this apartment. It was immediately creepy. You saw stains on the floor. You were like, somebody died here. Landlord was like, you crazy. Gaslit you heavily. And then you used the Ouija. Where'd you get the Ouija board from?
Yo, watch it be the same wood that he would chop down.
I was waiting for it. Waiting for it.
It was a homemade Ouija board.
Homemade? Did you even watch my first special? Nobody did, apparently. It was fine.
No, but it was very old, and it was just passed down from generation to generation.
That's how you know it's haunted.
It was.
How much were you paying for rent at this place?
I have no idea.
A long time ago? How long ago? Like 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm. She's old.
She's old? No, she's not. No, she's not. She's fucking hot. Go to your room. This is the mom that kept walking in. Oh. I'm sorry. Okay, back to the apartment. Okay, so somebody stayed over. They got touched. You would hear things all the time. Would things move around at all?
No, but we always heard people walking.
You heard people walking upstairs?
No, in the apartment.
Oh.
And I had a family member spend the night, and he woke up and he asked if somebody in the apartment was touching him in the night. And he asked if it was my roommate. I said, absolutely not. She wouldn't do that. And it certainly wasn't me, but someone touched his balls.
Somebody touched his balls?
You telling me a ghost be running up in there and is like,
Ouija board just supposed to do it again?
Please.
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 I don't know. I mean, we talk about this all the time. That's my biggest fear, is living somewhere. How long did you live in this apartment for?
Just a year.
Just a year? Yeah. 365 days in this haunted place? Couldn't have done it. Absolutely not. Did you get any kind of money back from your landlord lying to your face? No. Did you confront him being like, hey, I did the research.
Yes.
Stab, stab.
Yes.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, he just said it was a chemical burn.
He said it was a chemical burn. I would have called him out on that immediately. I would have got some month's rent back for sure. Security deposit back for sure.
Give us nothing. It was long.
He didn't give you anything back?
No.
Not a ball tickle or nothing?
Can I just say that the last sentence that wasn't read says, good news, we both moved out and away from there. Bad news, we never said goodbye to the Ouija board.
I didn't know you.
Yes, you have to say goodbye.
Has anything happened?
Actually, she said goodbye. We're good now. Okay.
Has anything happened since then? Like, have you been having paranormal experiences since after that apartment?
Do you feel like anything followed you?
No, but I've always had, yeah, since then, like a ton.
A ton since then?
Yeah.
Like what?
All kinds of things. I died once and came back to life.
Sorry,
you,
what?
I'm sorry, what'd you say? You died once? Is it when you told when your daughter told you about her getting piped down by Paul Bunyan? Is that when you died? Because it looked like you left your body a little bit.
Got logged down, logged down.
Logged down.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you die?
What the
weird. I know.
20 years ago.
What happened?
I was having a surgery.
You're having a boob job? Nuh-uh.
Prove it.
Prove it. You know, the paranormal is all about gathering proof and evidence. So, you know, if you don't prove it, how can we possibly validate this story?
Matt, make sure to get photographs.
Totally, totally. I'll see what I can do. Well, were you having surgery off your mommy asking? Your boobs. Yeah, okay.
Surgery.
Okay.
That's
so you
all we
so
need
you almost died during the... you did die...
No, it's 19 minutes.
19 minutes? No way. Can you walk me through that experience? Because I find that incredibly fascinating. Like, what do you remember from dying?
Okay, so that's a good question. So nothing for 3 months before that, so there wasn't any amazing thing. So I had amnesia for 3 months before that. So when I woke up, I had no idea where I was or why I was there.
You woke up with amnesia. Great song.
Yeah, so I had no idea why I was there or what I was doing in the hospital.
But do you remember when you died? I know you were under the anesthesia at the time. So, I mean, you don't remember slipping into any kind of light or any kind of, like, afterlife or anything like that?
I believe in it.
You do believe in it, though?
Absolutely. Yeah, since that happened, absolutely.
Really?
Feeling, but I don't remember anything.
Just a feeling. I can understand that.
Did that happen before or after you lived in that apartment?
That was after I lived in that apartment.
After.
It was after.
Hmm. Can I just try to understand how you're getting a boob job? And then he goes, like, how?
No, he didn't kill her.
No. But I just, how does that happen? Like,
just the anesthesia and stuff like that? You can get blood clots and stuff.
Oh,
like
really?
That.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Got it. Okay.
It happens all the time. I'm glad you're here, all three of you. But did you not really get her? She didn't really get her boobs done.
You didn't end up getting her boobs done. No.
You didn't end up getting them done.
We died. Dying.
You were dying. I'm dying to see them. So I slipped out. It's fine. Like, hold on. So all right. So when you died, there were like no more boobs, and they just didn't go through with the surgery. I feel like I'd finish the job for the open casket. I'd want to let that be known if I die on the operating table for some breast implants, finish the job. I want to flex on these hoes. Absolutely. Well, they look great. You look great. I'm glad you're alive.
Do you still have that Ouija board? No. So good. You can't even close whatever the you opened.
No, I did not. And we gave it back to the person that owned it, their family. And no, I've.
You gave it back to a family while it's open? That's evil. That's pure evil. That family going through hell right now.
You should go find that board and go close it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go find it. It's going to change your entire life.
You almost died. No, sorry. You died. You should go find that board and go goodbye.
It spells out double D. What do you want from me? It's speaking in tongues. Yeah, say goodbye. Whoever's laughing sarcastically back there, I understand that's who you are, but change it.
I think it's real. I think it's a real dolphin laugh.
I know, and I don't like it one bit. You laugh like a dude. Like a for real. Like nobody believes you're having a good time at all.
Give us a fake laugh. I just want to see if it sounds.
Stop enjoying yourself right now. All right, next funny story. Next spooky story.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah,
story.
I'm sorry. That didn't translate as well as we would have.
The next story reads: I was possessed by my great grandmother to kick a drug dealer out of her house.
Oh.
The house in which I currently reside was built around the 1920s by my great grandmother and her first husband. She passed away at 102 years old,
Damn.
About a week away from her 103rd birthday.
Damn.
In the home. Graham was a spitfire of a woman and smart as a whip until the very end. As she neared the end, she spoke of the people in black and how she didn't want to go with them.
That sounds like how a 102-year-old would talk.
One that I haven't felt since I was a child and had seen the man in the trench coat. I didn't follow that one.
I just got that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anybody who lives to be 100 is racist for sure. Continue.
I ended up moving into the house about a year later. My friends and I went to the house, and I hadn't fully moved in yet, so everything was still as it was while my gram was still alive. While we were there, I was in a blackout and crying and curled up on the floor. Someone came to the house that I didn't know. They were there to sell drugs to one of my friends.
Nice.
My friends told me that when this person came in the house, I stopped crying and my eyes changed. I sat up and looked at this person and told them to get out of my house.
It was her stepdad.
My friends both practiced Wicca, so they immediately recognized that I had been fully possessed by the spirit of my grandmother. They talked, he left, they talked her down, and I guess she left, and I fell asleep. All I remember is waking up the next day super confused as to why I was even in the house. My grandmother has made a few appearances since, but always in a loving and protective manner. There have been multiple deaths on the property since the house was built, and I believe that there is a pinprick in the veil here. I believe this because of a woman meeting her accidental and gruesome demise on Halloween 2021. My mother and I witnessed the immediate aftermath of it and were helpless to save her. She was a complete stranger. We later learned she had early onset dementia and ended up in my home, hallucinating that it was her friend's home a couple houses down from mine. That is the story.
Bro, yeah. I think my grandparents are the last person I would want to possess me.
Why?
Because, man, my grandpa was a creep, dude.
What, do you go around touching people's balls?
Oh, that is some shit he would do in the afterlife for sure. But, like, not in my body. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Do they still live in the house now? Whose story was that?
I believe Rachel.
Oh. Rachel, that's you?
Yeah, I still live there.
Well, you live there now, but someone died in there in 2021?
Yeah, so...
So you moved out, someone else moved in, right?
No, I was living there when this happened. I was actually on the couch when this happened. I had just gotten surgery and was like...
What surgery? We need to know.
It's not my boobs. It was on my foot.
Fine.
It was on your butt?
And that's for somebody.
My foot.
Oh, foot.
Yeah, that's for somebody, yeah.
I like the way you said foot. It was on my foot?
The lock was broken on the door, so I thought it was my aunt coming over. I couldn't, like, see the door where they were, and they came in, and I just heard them, like, I can't get the door open, so I was like, oh, it's broken, just push it, and, like, I had just gotten surgery, so I was on a whole bunch of painkillers, so I just kind of, like, turned back over and clicked continue watching on my Netflix, and they came in, and all I heard was, I can't find you, and then a scream, and then, like, it sounded at the moment like things falling over, so I just thought my aunt was on the porch, like, fucking around, not knowing how to get inside and knocking things over on the porch because there was a bunch of stuff out there. So I'm like, Aunt Debbie, what's going on? And then there's silence, and I'm like, what the hell? And by this time, my mom's coming downstairs because she was there taking care of me, and she's like, what's up? And I'm like, ah.
Who died?
Yeah. And they fell down the stairs.
They fell down the stairs?
A woman came inside. I thought it was my aunt, so she just pushed the door. She's like, I can't find you. And she straight up fell down the stairs. My mom.
And died.
Yeah. It was just like.
A random person at the wrong door, at the wrong address?
She was at the wrong house. She thought that she was going to her friend's house. We found out like a couple days later.
How old was this woman?
Like in her 70s.
Oh,
what?
So it was just maybe a gust of wind. That's just God gone.
Does that mean the 70, 80-year-old lady kicked down your door?
No, so the door was broken. And
oh, not by that person. It was already previously broken.
Like, the lock was broken. Like, the latch wouldn't actually latch. So that's why I told them to just push the door, because I thought it was my aunt. And
holy sh**.
And then they opened up my basement door, and they fell down the basement stairs, and, like, yeah, there was just so much blood. It was insane.
There was so much blood?
What?
I didn't think they had that much blood at 70.
No, they fell down the stairs, though, and they were just, like, at the bottom of the stairs, and we didn't know who it was because they were face down in it. Just no idea.
Oh, my God.
So an 80-year-old woman walked into the wrong house, went up the stairs.
She tried to go into the basement and fell down the stairs into the basement. Yeah.
Right next to the door.
Yeah, he's been to my house.
How many times has he been to your house? Enough? Okay. Okay.
Why is everyone in this room so chill about this? Like, this happens all the time in Syracuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
An 80-year-old burglar broke into her house to steal all her butterscotch candies and then fell down the stairs and just died there?
Basement's a death trap.
It's a death trap? Now it is? Can you imagine you make it to 80 and that's how you go?
Oh.
I'd be furious. How pissed off do you think your grandma was?
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
I mean, one of her family members died on the property. She died on the property. There's been a lot of death there.
Yeah, you gotta sell this house.
We're trying.
How much you want for it?
I don't know.
I'll give you $19. And a boob job.
I'll take that.
You'll take the boob job.
Dude, what
you're
are
about
the...
to go over there a lot more often.
What are the chances that your grandma had beef with this woman?
And your grandma was like, I can't find you. I'm right here, bitch. That's the last thing she heard. Let's see who cheats at bingo now, you. This is for ruining Guiding Light. There's old people soap operas.
Yeah,
oh yeah, you get it.
God.
Fuck, I never thought of it like that. Your grandma might have murdered somebody in the afterlife.
I don't know. She lived a pretty long time. She might have done it while she was alive, too. Who knows?
She might have. You need to get a Ouija board and talk to her.
I don't really want to bring one of those into that house. I'm good.
What's the worst that could happen?
You die?
Nah. Huh. I kind of forget the main point of the story now. But
She got possessed by her grandmother
to
kick out a drug dealer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually remember that. That was all stuff that was told to me the next day because I was completely blacked out. Like, I literally don't even remember us going to the house. I woke up the next day on the floor in the living room confused and then told the story about how we ended up there. And apparently...
Were you drinking blacked out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not possessed blacked out.
No, her grandma would have hated that.
That happened after because I was drinking blacked out. So I was already, like, super perceptive. And I think that's why she was able to just be like, hey, get the fuck out of my house, guy.
Let that be a lesson if you guys are drinking like you are right now. Super susceptible to your grandma taking over your body. So you wake up butt-ass naked under a nightgown later.
Washing Days of Our Lives.
Yep. You'll know. Just mama. Interesting. Solid story. What the fuck? What's next?
What's
we got
next?
Murder.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. Incredible.
Log line. When I was 7, I woke up in the middle of the night and I saw someone sitting at the end of my mom's bed. Described it to her in the morning and she said it sounded like her boyfriend from high school who died tragically. Whew. Okay. When I was 7, it was only my mom and I that lived in our house. We had fallen asleep watching the movies in her bed. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I looked at the TV, and at the end of the bed, I saw someone sitting there with their hand on their head, shaking their head, and I kept blinking my eyes to see if it would go away. Thinking that I was just seeing things, I continued looking for a minute or so until I decided it was too scary. I rolled back over to go back to sleep, and then when I woke up in the morning, I told my mom. After describing what I saw, she said it sounded like her ex-boyfriend that had died in a tragic accident. There was a gravel spill, and he was buried alive with two other people. The day that I was telling her that this happened to be the anniversary of the day he died. Wow. That's heavy. Not gravel heavy, but... Who's Amber? Amber? I know you in here. Where you at?
Oh, right there.
Oh, I see. How you doing? Okay. All right. How's your mom?
Good.
Okay. How old are you now? 38 now? Sorry, I didn't need to read that out loud. That was on here. I'm sorry. What happened? You saw this? First of all, I hate when people do this, by the way, because I've even as a kid, this never happened when somebody was like, oh, it was so scary, so I just rolled over and went back to sleep. Are you out of your mind? You saw a person sitting at the foot of the bed that you don't know, and you're like, ah. What's going through your head in that circumstance? I know you're seven, but try to recollect.
I blinked my eyes hoping that, like, it would just disappear, and it didn't, so I was like, fuck this.
Back to sleep.
Yep.
Huh. Did your, how much older than you is your mom?
She is 23 years older.
23 years older. And he died when they were in high school. Is that what it said? So, I mean, that would have been like 6 or 7 years after probably, or 7 or 8 years after probably. That's not that long. God, that would terrify me.
Yeah.
Imagine, oh man. Imagine getting ghosted for real.
Oh, come on.
I know. She was his rock.
No. Oh. Now,
you guys do better, all right? Man, yeah. That's by, terrifying.
By chance, did you get any concrete evidence of this?
Come on, spill it.
Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta stop. You guys got to stop these jokes before you crash and burn.
Oh, it wasn't a crash and burn, Elton. It was buried alive.
Sorry. I just wanted to have fun, too.
I know you did. I know. You.
Next year. Shall we? I'll get fun of you. So what exactly, like, what did your mom, like, say about this, especially as you got older? Have you guys talked about this a lot?
We actually talked about it a couple days ago.
Oh.
Couldn't remember what his name was, so I texted her today. I was just like, hey, that guy that died, and I saw him as a ghost. Like, what was his name? And she was like, Jimmy.
It's always a Jimmy. And has she mentioned, like, seeing him since then? No, not since then. Interesting. I wonder what it was about that one afternoon, that one night, that made him feel the need to kind of come back. And also, what was he like? Oh, she's got kids. Oh, no.
I think that's what it was. I think that he was coming to check up on her. When he entered the room, did you get, like, a heavy feeling?
Oh. Come on, Elton.
What? I wanted to join the fun.
I know, but we did all the puns already, okay? Are you stoned?
No. Oh, stop.
Yeah, I
we're
know.
Moving on.
That one, I know. That was the last one. That's creepy as fuck. Yeah, I definitely don't. Oh, my God. I don't know if that's flattering or not. Like, I don't know that I would want a loved one to come back and check on me, you know? Like, it might be nice to have that interaction, but it also might just scare the shit out of you.
For sure.
I really don't know, man. I told my grandpa he couldn't.
Really?
Yeah. A long time ago, I was like, when you do someday die, I was like, don't say goodbye, dude. Like, I might be mid-beat off, dude.
Oh.
I know. Imagine that's the time. Matthew. Aw. He's like, nah, it's a good one. It's a good video.
You should have just given him, like, visiting hours.
Visiting at, see, just, there you go. You lay down the rules,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. You can only check in on me between like 3 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, not like 7 years down the line. Yeah. Don't do that. No, I wouldn't want that. That's scary. Well, tell your mom I said hello. And that I hope she's okay. To kind of conclude this show's episode, sometimes it's a fun way to kind of end the episode. Obviously, we talked to you guys for an hour and 25 minutes about questioning your stories and your experiences and stuff like that. And sometimes it seems more fair that a lot of the people that come to the shows are interested in some of the investigations and the experiences that we've had personally. So at this point, we'll open up the floor to anybody who wants to ask a question for any three of us, preferably something paranormal-based, okay? Don't make it weird. But what's your favorite color? Kill yourself. So we might have a fun question. You have one right there?
Yeah. What was the scariest one you guys did?
The scariest, scariest investigation? I hated the USS, was it the Hornet we did up in the Bay Area?
Hornet, yeah.
Yeah, it's an old battleship, and fuck that. It's fucking terrifying. Like, it's up in the Bay Area by closer to Oakland, I think. Right?
Alameda, Oakland, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a battleship, and Elton already loves to send me by myself. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it. But this time he was like, you're going to be sent alone on this ship, and you have to come find us. Which, instinctually, I'm a history nerd. I'm super fascinated to be on this historical Navy ship. But the thing about a ship is, if you've never been on one, you don't know what the fuck it looks like. Nothing about a ship's interior looks recognizable. If you're in a house or even like a jail or insane asylum, you know what doorways look like, you know what windows look like, you know what pillars look like. Ships don't have any of that. It's all like the doors are these little fucking, you guys have seen SpongeBob's house, right? Like, you guys know how the windows are fucking circular. Like, you have to like get through shit like this. Yeah. Like, there's no running away if you're terrified. Nothing looks familiar. Everything looks like something's like poking out and looking at you the entire time. I think I lasted, what was it, like 17 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
About that.
Yeah, it was just pretty bad. Like, I would have thought out. Yeah. Oh, hilarious. I was scared on the ship and I was like, get it together, Anthony. Come on. Dude, I thought I was down there for half an hour, and Elton checked the footage, and I was down there for like 23 seconds, bro. I couldn't, it just felt like something was fucking following me close quarters the entire time. It was just eerie and unrecognizable. I hated it.
Yeah, ships are terrifying. Yeah, I don't know why. I really don't know why. Ships are so scary to investigate.
I'm telling you, it's because nothing is recognizable. Yeah. Like you don't recognize the atmosphere. You don't know where to run to.
If you do run, you immediately trip.
Yeah, there's so many
things to
hit on. Because
there's stuff always to step over. It's fucked.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. What about you, Elton? You're not fucking scared of any places.
Yeah.
You been on a submarine yet?
Have I been on a submarine?
Oh
my God.
We actually have.
Wow. You're just gonna float that out there, huh? Wow.
Have you guys seen the Titanic?
Have you seen the Titanic? Okay. Yes, for way less than $250,000. Yeah. Oh, no. You guys are dark.
Let's do another one. Who got a question?
I watched you go.
Why do you guys start investigating? Like, what is the end goal that you guys want to reach?
Ooh. We argue about this all the time.
Yeah, our end goals are completely different. You just want to, like, get confirmation.
Yeah, that's all.
And I want to get the most extreme version of confirmation.
Not necessary.
I want.
Like, she was like, oh, you fuck dragon dicks. Cool. I understand and I acknowledge that. Elton is like, nah, show me how it works.
Exactly.
Perfect analogy of our relationship.
How do I know
entirely?
You actually fuck dragons if I don't see it go in you?
Mm-hmm. You got 10 of them. I believe you.
Yep. I don't. Need proof.
For me, I just want confirmation. Like, what's so appealing about it to me is that, like, if I were to have some kind of interaction with something paranormal, a spirit of some kind, that would convince me 1,000% without a shadow of a doubt that there is an afterlife, that you know, yourself, your loved ones go on to something else, that would bring me a lot of closure. I think I think anybody who has had an experience of that level, I think it changes your life. Because once you acknowledge that there's an afterlife or something after it, I think you would change how you live a little bit. Whether that's fearful or maybe you're more fearless, you know. But I think it would have some kind of strong impact on me, and I'm curious to have that. And we've been very fortunate to have some very very incredible experiences that I cannot possibly explain, but I am still searching for that one experience that I see something straight on with my eyes, and I'm like, that motherfucker dead, dude. Yeah, so that's kind of end goal for me. Corey, what about yourself? Like, what do you hope to get out of it?
Honestly, this kind of happened after last year's tour that we did. We did like 34 ghost hunts in a row. Like every single night, we did, you know, a new ghost hunt, and by the end of that month or so, I was like, for months, like, it changed me. Like, 4 months, all I thought about every day was, I gotta help these spirits. Like, I gotta learn how to cross them, like, over to heaven. And, like, it was kind of scaring me. Because, like, I was honestly, like, considering, like, I need to drop my whole career, everything I'm doing, and I just need to learn how to help these spirits. Because, like, when you're investigating, and, like, you get evidence every night, like, with just recordings,
and you just hear, help me, help me. Like, I'm stuck. It's, you know, I'm burning. Like, it fucks you up. And so last year, that would have been my answer. And this year, I really don't know, because I got into it big time because I liked, you know, having proof that when you pass away, there's something more. But I mean, we're way past that now. Like, the evidence that we've gotten, I'm 100% sure that when you pass away, something else happens.
Yeah.
But now it's just more for fun.
Yeah. And I want the same thing Matt wants, but not just for him. Like, the same way Matt is like, I want proof for me. I want proof that I could show to every single person in this room, and none of you could, like, dispute that it's real.
But you know what's crazy about that in today's society with social media and everyone's attention span being so fast? We've literally been confirmed that fucking aliens are real. How often do people talk about it? Not once. If ghosts were proven to be real and that there was an afterlife guaranteed of some capacity, people would talk about it for fucking 2 days. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Some people talk about it for 2 days, but I think it would impact probably 1% of the world's population.
It should impact that aliens are real. Y'all sitting here fucking hee hee ha ha in a podcast. Well, they're out there plotting on us right now.
Or helping us.
Or helping us. Or helping us. Could be. Could be.
You know?
Could be.
All right, you want to do one last question?
Yeah, let's do one more. Let's do one. We'll go over here at Corner. We didn't talk to Corner at all today. I like your hair.
Okay, so I saw the video where you got possessed. I know you.
Who?
Threw yourself away from you.
Yeah. Oh, I got possessed?
I know you, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Allegedly. I know you threw yourself away from him.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
Are you still scared to be around him?
Or? Yeah, why do you think I've sat over here the whole time? I still don't want to fucking touch him. Still can't do it. Are you referring to the Queen Mary?
I believe so. I know it was on a ship.
Queen Mary.
Okay. I've been binge watching you guys for like the last 2 months, so.
Got it. Thank you. So that what was your question exactly? Am I still worried about him being possessed?
Yeah, because I never saw you get unpossessed, whatever the hell that would be considered.
Cleansed. Yeah, we couldn't film it. Not allowed to.
We saged him.
Yeah. Yep, it's not allowed.
We hotboxed him in a car. Corey and I smoked him out.
Yeah.
We're like, the devil will be fucked up if he's in this car right now, dude. we got him out of there. We staged him with the devil's lettuce, dude.
OG spooky.
Is that spooky-ooky?
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know, man. I mean, Elton's already fucking crazy, so it's hard to, like, who knows? They might have tried to possess him, and there might have already been demons in there. You know what I mean? Like, other demons could have tried to come in, and the other demons would have been like, occupado. And they would have been like, oh, my bad. I didn't know he was taking over.
He's been cleansed. Elton's been cleansed. That's why I'm not tripping anymore.
When did you get cleansed?
Last year.
Yeah.
What happened? What was the process?
Go to a church.
You did go to a church?
Yep.
What'd you tell them?
What do you mean?
What did you tell the people at the church?
Nothing. I said, bathe me, Father.
You said, bathe me, Father.
Yeah. I said, I've been dirty and I have sinned. Bathe me, Father. No, I was given a recommendation. All I had to do was just show up and really didn't say anything. But you're not allowed to film it, which is fucking weird. Do you know that? The Vatican does not allow any exorcism ever in the history of of Catholicism to be filmed. They will not allow it. There is a school in the Vatican where they train people, where they train their priests and bishops and all
and dragons.
Their, yeah, and they have a whole school and a whole program. They are not allowed to film it, which is the most fucking absurd thing. Because their entire mission is to prove the existence of God. Yeah. And in order to prove the existence of God, you must also prove the counterpart. And yet they abstain from recording any evidence at all. We have tried. We have tried going to the highest level possible to get permission.
The Pope?
Like, not to the Pope, but, like, through the Vatican, through, okay. Like, the rankings.
Okay.
And, like, we have tried, and there is absolutely no way. No one has ever, ever, ever gotten permission. You cannot find anything ever.
I thought Ed and Lorraine Warren got permission once.
Absolutely not. Nope.
No?
No one ever in the history has ever gotten fucking permission.
Yep.
Interesting.
It's the craziest thing ever to me. What?
See if we can get permission right now to exercise this bitch.
Yeah, it's the most absurd thing ever. Because when I found that out, I couldn't even film that. You're just not allowed to film anything at all.
Yep. I wonder why that. Do you think it? No, I was gonna say is for like exploitation for money and stuff like that. But that's what the church is about. You know what I mean? They literally pass around a plate and go, "Come on."
Yeah, and they're not allowed to charge either.
Yep.
The only ones that are charging are ones that have been essentially excommunicated. Isn't that crazy? Fucking weird. I find that so weird to me.
That's one of those things that makes me believe it all that much more or less. I don't know. I don't know if that helps or hurts the situation.
Why would you not want documentation and proof of it?
I don't know. Maybe it's like that movie The Ring, where like if you record it, maybe the demon lives on that tape.
No.
And then somebody thinks it's porn one time.
But the reasoning. The reasoning behind it, though, is like the churches say, like, you're not allowed to get, you know, like famous. You're, like, you're not supposed to get like famous and wealthy like off of God. So by filming that and posting that, that's giving, you know, you the attention when it's realistically God.
Joel Osteen's on TV.
I don't think he's sanctioned by the Vatican.
No, I don't think so. I don't think either. Probably Instagram.
Yeah, I literally offered to blur their faces, to change their voices, to like not monetize anything, make it free. They said no, 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 no. We asked everyone for a year. No, 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 no. They won't let you do anything, any recordings at all whatsoever. They do not give a.
Ed and Lorraine have recordings.
That wasn't a sanction. Like wasn't done by under the Catholicism blanket.
Yeah, they freestyled
that. That was like
that.
Their own. Yeah, they just fucking winged it. They threw some fucking donuts and some water at it. And we get the fuck out of
here. They were just tickling him the whole time. You know what's crazy?
For Arnie's, you heard when they were in The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, when they were explaining the whole thing, they showed at the end, like, you heard the...
Right, but it wasn't done by anyone
under... It wasn't sanctioned. You could still freestyle it.
Yeah, like, I could do one right now, you know what I mean, on Matt. You know what I mean? Like, I could just do one right fucking now. They're right, but it wouldn't count. It doesn't count. Yeah, exactly.
You know what's interesting about the theory as to like why like you can't become famous off of it or whatever? You know that's actually my theory about magicians?
Hmm.
Hear me out.
Wait.
Okay. Here's my thing. Magic's real. Straight up. It's shut your fucking mouth right
Who
now.
Who said that?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Who said that?
Shut up.
I have a friend that's like
your friend's a fucking
magician.
Idiot, okay? It's real. Dude, David Blaine will pull a fucking seagull out of this brick wall right now.
Yeah.
Listen, I've seen some magic done in front of my face. And like, listen, I get sleight of hand. I could see, a magician could do a sleight of hand trick in front of me that I might not see it, but I'll go, I get how someone can maneuver that, right? I've seen some shit before that I'm like, I cannot fucking explain that, right? So here's my theory, shut your mouth. My theory about magicians is similar to the Vatican in that I believe there's a world like Harry Potter. There's a world like it. It's almost like a different realm, right? It's a separate world, right? And magicians like David Blaine, Chris Angel, people who blew up like super famous from it, I imagine it's the same rule in this wizard community. Stop laughing right now.
I like this.
The number one rule in this wizard world is that you cannot monetize off of your abilities and your powers, right? Like same in Harry Potter, you can't do magic in front of humans, right? So I imagine these are the people who said, fuck it, I'm gonna go to the human world and get super rich and famous and just do things nobody could possibly imagine or break down.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Bro, you're a fucking nerd.
That's exactly what the devil would say.
You Whatever. Think David Blaine left Hogwarts and then 30 years later was like, I'm going to hold on to some balloons for a YouTube video?
Yeah, man.
Bad decision making from David Blaine then.
I don't think so. He's autistic. He is. It's not a bad thing. I actually think it makes him a better magician.
Is he actually?
Look at him. Come on. This motherfucker's never done... Do you want to see me pull a wrecking ball out of a car? This motherfucker has no emote and zero social awareness, dude. Just a phenomenal magician. Happens to be autistic.
Mind freak.
Okay. Mind freak. That's what they used to call it before I had a name.
No, he's artistic is what you meant to say.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
All right, before we get out of here, have you guys all had a wonderful time tonight? Yes. Love it.
If you guys would like to support the podcast and all the camera guys that are here, our whole team, our editing, everything like that, we have some merch outside. If you want to grab any, feel free. When these are sold out, that's it. We're not going to make any more of these. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. If you guys want to grab any, feel free. That'd be super cool. And is it free?
No. Is magic free?
Exactly. But yeah, I hope you guys have all had a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah.
And
Syracuse, I hope you enjoyed yourself, man. Please enjoy
thank
your
you
weekend.
Guys.
Be safe. Stay away from Ouija boards.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.